Good morning, students. Welcome to school.
Roll there. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Welcome to Ecology 101, the study of the nerd and geek in their natural habitat. I'm Gary.
I'm Rudy.
And we're still who? The nice to say?
Neek, neek.
Yes. We could almost harmonize better. All right. Okay, so we're going to, this is kind of a fun episode. We've been missing for a while, so it's kind of getting the jam back on here, right? There's a lot of stuff that's happened the past 8 months, and we're not going to try to do every episode, but we'll fight.
So Gary's been in a cave, and he's been, you know, watching a bunch of Netflix shows.
Right,
and,
exactly. Yep.
And so we were just talking about, in another episode of, you know, all the Disney Plus stuff that comes out with Marvel and Star Wars, and I think, you know, Amazon had, you know, has the Ring of Power. Mm-hmm. What else does Amazon have? The Boys is a really good series.
Right. I'm going to believe you on that one.
And Invincible.
Right.
They got some really good shows, but they also got like stuff like, I think Jack Reacher. Amazon.
Is that the guy from The Office? Or no, one of the guys from The Office?
No, that's, John Krasinski has a show on Amazon that's kind of like that.
Okay.
Shoot, what is it called? It's you know, Harrison Ford did the character, Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So they're not doing that anymore. I think they only did a couple seasons and that was it.
Gotcha.
But you were saying that Netflix is coming out with some bangers.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to kind of focus on Netflix a little bit here because they actually consistently they've been coming up with some pretty good shows. That are obviously made from Netflix. And now a little trivia for you. Do you know what Netflix started doing? What they originally started doing before they were doing streaming?
Oh, it was the mail. You get the DVDs by mail.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait. Oh, the Redbox is different though, huh? Redbox is different.
Okay. I don't know. You know what was first, chicken or the egg, in that one?
Mm-hmm.
But Netflix, you would put movies in the queue.
Yes.
So you would get one at a time, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you pay more to get like two at a time.
And were they DVDs or were they VHS?
No, they're DVDs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. DVDs.
Weren't that archaic.
Yeah, it is. And, it was obviously, you know, after the video store. You know, Netflix
killed by Blockbuster.
Redbox and Netflix killed the video store.
You know what's funny about that? If you watch an old movie, they purposely put Blockbuster because you already know, oh, that's got to be in the 90s. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Yeah. So you would, you know, for all you kids that didn't know, so you would go online and they would have a library of movies to choose from and you would just click what your priorities were, like if, you know, priority one.
No graphics,
that's the first one that you would pick, and then you'd pick, I don't know, I think like five after that.
Oh, okay.
And so,
been a while.
So when you get the movie done, mail it back, then the movie that was on the, you know, the next queue, that's the one that you would get automatically.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? Alrighty then.
Yeah, it was a pretty good system though, you know? And you know, before that too with movies, it was either on TV. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, VHS obviously was out there too. The VHS was good, but, you know, you couldn't get movies unless they're in the movie theater or on TV. So the fact that you could actually order a movie, like, well, and I remember too, the thing was Redbox. There's only so many in that box. So, you know, if you didn't get it, right?
Yeah.
Now it's no problem, right? So we all saw digital.
Yeah, we're really aging ourselves, Gary.
Oh, it's bad. Really, oh, man. And I won't tell you how old I'm going to turn here pretty quick, too.
70 odd.
Oh, you're so close. 70 minus 20 years ish. yes, but things change. It's great. Well, think about, Gen Zs, what you guys are. Think about this when you're my age. What's going to, I remember before we had holographic and flying cars. Yeah, we all say they're probably not going to have it too. I think they're not going to.
I know, I'm still waiting for my flying car.
Well,
we just talked about this. Still waiting for my flying
car. So here's another fact too. They said the Back to the Future, a lot of that stuff was real. I mean, we had it in some kind of, you know, they were development, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say even cars. I mean, so there are things out there that they have been. And if you look online now, people have some pretty cool stuff. Like you've seen the flying, the speeder bike from Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's stuff out there. And people have it, but it's just that people are willing to develop it, you know. And, you know, I sure would develop with the way people drive. They'll be plenty safe, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like the...
That was sarcastic mode thing.
The way the freeway works in, remember the movie Minority Report?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, so their system of, you know, everybody goes the same speed, and as soon as your car hits the freeway... It just goes into that, you know, that auto mode, and you just kind of sit back and just, right, you know, wait for your,
right,
destination.
No, that would be good. Yeah. Yeah. But that'd be a lot. That'd be a lot of stuff too, you know.
But you know, it also takes away from, you know, it's
independence.
Your independence and freedom.
Can't run somebody over if I want to, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, right. I want to drive, you know, 80 miles an hour if I want to.
Yeah, with my eyes closed on my phone.
Mm-hmm. So. Coffee in the hand, a gun in the other.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. I know, but who knows? You know, I mean, who knows? Where are we going? Oh, it's technology. What?
Oh yeah, Netflix. This, okay, is a Netflix episode.
Yes, back to Netflix. So the thing is, they put up some cool stuff. Well, obviously, I think what started the whole thing with their thing is, what show was the one that really kicked it off?
Stranger Things.
That's it. Stranger Things. Stranger Things was just you know, it hit right there, and people loved it, and it's like, got people all be thinking, man.
Was that really the first big one?
Well, I want to say it was every, like, Paramount used, when Paramount became not Paramount, CBS, no, before that. When Paramount started, it had their own. See, anyways, I'm thinking, right, it's a number. I can't remember, but it was CBS, but they had their, I can't remember, some kind of story. But anyways, they used Voyager. Voyager was the first thing they threw out there.
Okay.
So I think a lot of these have used things like that. But I won't stick everything on there. But I really think that's one of the first big shows they did, you know, and it did great. You know, a lot of people loved it, and so a lot of things spurred from that. I think Wednesday is on Netflix.
Yes.
The Adam Sandler one.
Yeah.
That one did great.
It was entertaining.
Oh, I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun. So a couple of shows on there that I have watched in the past. Well, a couple casts on them. All right. Again, you know, this one's not... Well, no, actually, I take it back. It is a nerdy show because the people on Abed and... oh, my gosh, I can't remember his name. They're nerds, big nerds. But Community. Now, Community... I'm just going to tell you now. No, it's not for kids. It is, like we said earlier, it's for an adult show. But it's the humor is funny. The cast is great. And they just really, you know, I've really, really enjoyed that show. There's really, really fun stuff. And another one I was telling Rudy about, and again, another show for adults, is iZombie, which, well, and actually I'll tell you, Community basically is people go into community college, and some are, you know, obviously adults or whatever. It's all the kooky things that happen to them and their group. They get together and they become kind of a family. And Donald Glover, that's the first time we saw him on there. He left to, and Chevy Chase, but they had a really good cast of people on there too. And but it's a fun show, and I think I'm on the last season right now. But they do some pretty crazy stuff in there. Oh, okay. They even had a claymation one, that a musical. They have all kinds of different episodes that they have on there too. And then I saw the show called iZombie. Didn't know what it was, but the concept in this one is it's a whole different take on zombies. And I wouldn't say it's a comedy. I don't think it is, but it's pretty comedic too. So
it's, yeah, it's silly, you know, and it's on, like, nature and the universe of,
right,
like, oh, we're, you know, zombies and humans living together. You know, there's,
right,
yeah,
yeah.
So it's like it reminds me of what is it? It's on Disney. Is it Monster High? Monster High?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, where, you know, like the zombies and, you know, there's like, you know, they're different cliques of high school. So there's, you know, the zombies, the,
right,
vampires.
The deadheads.
And all that. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Well, in this one, yeah, main character, she went to a party, got scratched. And it doesn't take much to become a zombie. And then she gets the white eyes. What you tell them is they get the white hair, white skin, craving for brains. And then you have to use hot sauce and stuff because you can't taste anything. And you like to keep your nails very... you know, clean.
Hmm.
But they still scratch. Well, they scratch people, and that's how they become. Or bite you. It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, they maintain the nails so they don't infect anybody else.
I don't know. They don't really go into why. They just like to keep their nails nice. They don't want to be gal snaggy, whatever. They don't like to look bad. And a lot of them will, you don't know they're zombies because they dye their hair and they get tans.
Yeah, don't stereotype zombies, everybody.
Right. But it's kind of fun because the main character, she works at a morgue because obviously she needs to get brains. And her partner finds out what's going on.
Obviously.
Yeah. And so they're not bloody gory, that kind of stuff. They don't do that route. But like when she's eating the brain, it's like a chef show. She'll cook different things up. Like she'll make burritos or whatever. Or she'll make, and it's just kind of just silly, you know?
It's like brain sashimi.
Yeah. I think she made hot wings the other day. But she gets the memories and whatever of people, and that's how she solves cases. So she becomes a detective. So it's pretty cool, and it's a very, you know, it all kinds of stuff happens in it.
It's like the zombie version of That So Raven.
There you go. Yeah. She'll freeze out and go, oh. But it's a pretty good cast of characters too on there too, so they're fun.
So I did look up before we get into like the new Netflix. So there's the top 10 of the original Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
So number 10, I didn't know this existed, but in 2015 it was Richie Rich.
Oh, it was a show.
It was a show, I guess. Huh. Yeah. And then let's see, Hemlock Grove. That is, what is this? Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
Marco Polo. I remember that was one of the bigger, the first bigger shows that came out.
Yeah, more historical stuff.
Mm-hmm. House of Cards.
I've heard that one.
That's a great show.
What's it about?
It's about a politician and his, you know, like dark way of, you know, climbing the ladder.
Oh, okay.
But it tiptoes a lot of what, you know, life is like as a politician and wow. You know, the political scene.
Right. Sounds about right.
Yeah. It had what's his name that got in trouble? Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
So during his whole legal thing was in the middle of House of Cards.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, went out. Bloodline. It's another show. Chef's Table.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and Frankie.
Oh yep, I've seen that one.
Yep. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh god. Okay, that show it's pretty funny.
I heard it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They get a lot with it, but it's interesting.
Orange is the New Black. I like that show.
I've heard of it.
That's a good one.
Captain Janeway's on that one.
And number one is
Stranger Things.
Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil. Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a Netflix show. So they've cranked out some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and they're being very consistent.
They got a history of having some bangers out there.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So there's a lot going on in the land of Netflix, for sure. I talked to Rudy. He watched a little bit of it, but Percy Jackson, which they
not a Netflix show.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, scratch that one. Sorry, where's my brain at? Oh, John Carter. Never mind. We'll say that for Disney. I listen to this podcast. John, sorry, I'm gonna talk about the podcast. You know, I should put just like a.
We should have a cutout of John.
Cut of a John, yeah. Or I just put Baby Yoda there or something. I don't know. Anyways.
It took away the mannequin, but we could just put a mannequin that Irish hat or whatever.
Right, that's what it, now that I need her, she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Delta Flyers. Mm. And it's, have you watched Voyager?
No.
Okay, so there's two characters on it, Tom and Harry, and they're two of the, you know, some of the principal characters, but they're best buddies. Well, they started a podcast. And they went through all the episodes of Voyager, and now they're going through Deep Space Nine.
Hmm.
And they have Terry Farrell, one of the characters on there. So anyways, he was talking about a show that Robert Duncan McNeil, he's talking about a show that he likes to direct too, right? And I think we were talking earlier that when there's directors who don't forget what it's like to be an actor, right, they're going to be good directors. I think he's one of them. Because the show I've been watching is called Resident Alien, and it's Alan Tudyk. Is this Alan Tudyk?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's been in lots of stuff, right? Pilot of
Man of a Thousand Voices.
Oh,
veer off. Oh, yeah, he's very far from what he really sounds like. So,
didn't have to.
Yeah. So
he's English, right?
No.
Oh, he's not English?
Oh, yeah, he's American. But but anytime, you know, his voice is used somewhere, you know it's Alan Tudyk.
Gotcha. Yep.
And they're all different in their own ways, but you know it's him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's Alan.
Well, this one, what it is he's an alien, crashed to Earth. He had a mission, right? And he's in, oh my gosh, I want to say Colorado. He's up north, might be, yeah. And I can find out where he is. Anyways, and the sheriff and the, actually what happened was He found this cabin. He killed the owner, assumed his identity because he can change his form, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's basically holding out till the winter is over so he can find a ship and complete his mission. Hmm. Well, during the winter...
What is his mission?
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Destroy the world.
Oh, okay.
That's all. And so he'll be a hero when he comes home. But what happens is the way he's trying to learn human behavior, he's watching Law and Order over and over. So when he first did the mystery, he died. Dong, dong. And so he's basically holding out, learning enough, you know, watching TV, learning enough of human just to kind of like get by. And so when the sheriff comes to get him, he's sitting on the lake and you see him turn and it's his alien face. But see, that's what we see, but that's not everybody else sees, right? And so they say, we need you to come in town. Why? Because the doctor's been murdered. We have no doctor and we need to solve his case. He's like, great. So he goes into town and he starts meeting people. And it's just funny, the interactions he has with people and the stuff, the way he says stuff and the way because he's, you know, he's still kind of figuring out. And he goes, oh, good. Thankful for the internet. Because he can look up like, hey, let's do surgery. All right. He goes, I got it. That's simple. And he's very condescending to humans, right? Because they're all my people. And what's funny is one in a million people can see through his form. And there's a boy named Max. He's like, alien! And then, you know, and of course, you know, he's like, I've got to kill him. So he's trying to think of ways to kill the kid and whatever. And it's really funny where that happens because they end up becoming friends. And so, but he has a girl named Ash. This is the nurse, or she's kind of the main character. And she's Indian, American Indian. And it's just, and some of the other, it's like Northern Exposure. Mm. Remember that show?
I do remember.
Everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story. And he just, right in the middle of this, it's a really good show. I'm not even through the first season. Oh, actually, it might be toward the end. But, you know, all kinds of stuff happens to him. He's got to hide his identity, got to kill the kid, you know, all these other things like that. And they find the foot in the lake, so he's got to hide the body, you know, all this stuff too. And it's a good show. It's very funny. And his whole way of being an alien, you really believe he is an alien because the way he tries to blend in, but it's not that great. But then, you know, people just think he's strange. But it's good. It's a good show. I did watch. Okay, disclaimer on this one too.
So the season 3 of Resident Alien just came out this month, right?
Yeah. What's it on normally? Is it on Netflix?
Sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
Which still exists. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. So Netflix didn't make it. Sorry, folks. But it's on Netflix. How's that?
Yeah, it is streaming on Netflix.
I think...
It's also streaming on Peacock as well, too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, that's good. There was another... I don't know where the dumb. I don't know. So
you should be working.
I can grade paper at the same time. Yeah. I don't know if Love and Monsters came out on Netflix. They did it or whatever. But I told them that was another fun one. That's the one about the so a big meteorite's going to fall on Earth. They nuke it. Everything comes to Earth. Mutates all the bugs, the reptiles, whatever. And so people have to hide out because basically they run the world. And so it's a story about a boy who, you know, they communicate to each other, all the different bases, I guess you might say, where people are. And he finds a girl that he loves, and he's like, I got to find her. So and people know you don't travel across the world. So he had to go 85 miles, and he learns from some people, like, how to fight the different monsters. So he catalogs it. And so it's his adventure and, you know, learn how to deal with all these creatures and survive and then, you know, help get people out of, you know, get them all united. So people are come out, you know, it's, you know, what's weird about it?
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a movie. But what's funny about that, I didn't realize that the bugs are on top doing the thing and the people are in the holes. And now they're getting the people to come back out of their holes and take the world back, you know? So, they'd be fun to do part 2 on that one, but it's just a movie.
So that one came out the time of COVID.
Oh.
Okay. So it was supposed to be released before and it got pushed back. So it came out in April 2020, which is like the height of COVID. Right when it first did the whole shutdown and everything.
That's pretty fitting because that's what people are all shut down in their holes.
Yeah. So it was Paramount released it through Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to find a Netflix-made show. I guess I didn't know more than
that. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Same thing, right?
I know. I guess so. But they do. They do make some pretty good shows. And it's just, you know, I guess look at some. But you can look up Netflix made shows. But they usually do pretty good ones. And, you know, I think that was the first. Netflix was the first service I think we got. It's like $5. Something like that.
Not anymore.
Oh, no. What is it? 15? At least.
I think so.
Yeah.
My Amazon Prime went up, so it was included into your Prime membership,
right?
But now, and I think it just started last month, where you have to pay an extra $3 a month for ad-free content.
I don't care about ads, whatever. Wow,
I'm pretty stickler about us. Ads. So when they say that, oh, there's an ad-free option, I'm getting the ad-free option.
Okay, all right. Man.
Yeah, I don't want to like watch a show and then all of a sudden I hear ba-na-ba-ba-ba, McDonald's.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, they're doing a lot more product placement things now too. Right? Like,
Yeah,
I've seen a couple shows where they're like the community one, they had a Subway one where Subway came into the college. Some of them get, I think, got some money for that one. And they also did a Honda. And I'm like, but I have seen things where, you know, it's kind of like, what is that one show with?
Which one?
No, with Jim Carrey, where he was in the eyes of the show, the Truman Show. Remember when they had the product placement? Hey, oh, this is the,
you know. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking to? Yeah, it's
fun. So Esquire did a list of top Netflix produced content.
Okay.
So just for the sake of time.
Sure.
We'll do top 10.
Sure. Not top
10. Number 10. Two Popes.
Two Popes.
Apparently it's about popes.
I guess so.
So Pope Benedict and Pope Francis.
Okay.
Number 9 is I Lost My Body.
All right. Huh. That must be a dead one or so.
Something about a dismembered hand. Number 2 is The Irishman. That was a good movie.
Okay. Oh, that's a movie?
Yeah, that's Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, mob movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 4 hours long. I can't remember what it was.
Holy cow.
Next is The Kindergarten Teacher.
As opposed to The Kindergarten Cop?
I guess so. Okay. Let's see. Plays a teacher who co-opts her students' poetry into her own. It's a Maggie Gyllenhaal movie. So,
it's a funny comedy.
I guess, yeah. let's see. Tallulah. I don't know what that is. It's with Allison Janney and Ellen Page.
Oh, did they
before she became a man?
Oh, hey, did they do The Queen's Gambit? Is that on there too or not?
I think that's Netflix, right?
Maybe.
Marriage Story. That's the one with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Number 4 is The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Mm-mm. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
That's Coen Brothers. Like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Okja. Mm-mm. It's this one right here.
Oh, I've heard of it. It looks pretty interesting. Squid Game. They did Squid Game. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's great. Yeah.
Number 1 is Roma. I don't know what that is.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what. Master of None, that's a guy off the Parks and Rec, House of Cards, Stranger Things, Ozark, I heard that one. Yeah, well, Black Mirror. I don't know, Black Mirror, I think it was pretty kind of intense. So.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this stuff is.
Yeah.
Man, screw these lists. We'll make our own list.
We'll find them as they get. So, anyways. Yeah, a lot out there. So there you go. And don't spend all your time watching TV, folks. But, of course, I'm not.
Expand your mind. Read a book, for
goodness sakes. Come to my house. I'll loan you a book. Yeah. If you see one up there, Rudy, that you want, go for it.
Yeah, so. I'm just going to dive it back into the Hardy Boys.
I was talking about that last time. That's definitely going back in time. they say, well, my fellows, let's go to whatever. Wow. Yeah. But, hey, you know what? Getting to Poe, man, that's a whole different story, too.
Yeah.
Right. Or little Charles Dickens. One of the kids was, one of the things about their test is they have to write, I say, make sure, because some kids will write they usually are very skimpy, and there are kids who write like, like I say, now that's a, I can say, that's a Charles Dickens sentence. Because they got paid by the word, right? I said, we're not writing that stuff. You need to condense it down. Yeah.
So I know this is a Netflix episode, but you just reminded me of something. So, you know, you as a, what classes do you teach?
I teach ELD class, which is second language learners who mostly, they know English, but mm-hmm. they have to pass an English, a reading, writing, listening, speaking test.
Okay. So in this day and age of AI, how do you navigate a student using ChatGPT and other AI programs that can help them write? Would you maybe be a little easier?
It's easy.
Yeah, because the way I see it is because we talk about it in you know, my profession where we write emails, that there's in Outlook, they're starting to put in ChatGPT kind of, like widgets or, you know, side things where you can run it through and see how, you know, how you can improve your email. And, and I said, I'm just afraid that, you know, I'll start using the, you know, like words like Fortnite or or hither, you know?
See, that's how you know. Because I'm a kid, I go, do you know what this word means? Nope. And that's not yours.
Yeah.
It's really easy. I go, if I know how they talk, which I know most of them when they talk, I'm like, that's not how you talk. Because how you talk is how you write. Mm-hmm. For the most part. But yeah, it's pretty simple. Because, you know, if it's something very eloquent and da-da-da and uses statistics, I'm like going, hey, you did that, didn't you? You know? The kid's like, oh. But you know, also do, I don't mention that much to them.
Oh.
They don't think about it?
You don't give them the idea.
No. But we are going to do something this next week.
You're not you're telling the kid, don't touch the button. And what is he wanting to do? He wants to touch the button.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah. So they'll say like, oh, don't use, you know, the program that writes the paper for you. And they're like, there's a program that writes the paper for you?
Well, you know what also helps me out? They don't want to do the work, anything. They don't want to do any kind of work. So that solves the problem too. Because they're like, some are too, I don't want to say the word, but you know, they don't want to do the work, so why would they find the trouble to get a GPT to do it for them? They won't even turn it in anyway.
It's the beyond laziness to not only write it yourselves, but to have someone else do it for you.
Yeah, like, it's too much work. And the problem that all the kids do, they will sometimes do the work, but not turn in. I'm like, why would you not do the work, do all this stuff and not turn it? Can you explain to me how, why? It's like making a meal and then don't eat it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't get that one. But we are doing a thing with this program where they're going to do a, and this is kind of fun. It's an AI. I probably showed this to you.
This is a Netflix episode, by the way.
Is it? Well, yeah, it is. It really is. So it's a, this program, no, it's a, it's product placement. Hey, so I got another book coming out. So this is like the third book, but basically what this is that these are drawings of all the characters. I showed it to you. And so, but the way you did it was, is that you described them. So I'm going to have the kids do that because like one girl's reading Charlie and Chocolate Factory. How would you describe Charlie Bucket? Give me a descriptive. Does that, and then it populates it. And I go, does that look like Charlie? Yeah. Or she might go, no, I see him a little bit different. Good. Give a lot. And this is one time you don't have to do, you can do a run on sentence and that's okay. And so it, because it's getting them to use descriptors and then they'll write a little short bio about who the person is, you know, but that I want to encourage them to do because it's fun, just fun, something different, you know. I still get writing out of them, I still get presentation out of them, and I get organization out of them, you know, so, and hopefully a finished product, you know, because it looks good. I'm like, you should show that off, it looks really good, you know what I mean? So I don't know, we try.
Keep boosting the kids' confidence.
Yeah, we try. But kids, don't sit and watch Netflix. But if you do pick a show, pick a good one. And I always say, too, is there are people who watch, like, part. Oh, I'll finish it. Well, finish the whole thing. Just watch the thing because it could get better. And if it got worse, then, you know, you're not much.
Yeah, and when it comes to, like, the streaming services, I'm the kind of person that will wait until, you know, I don't want to watch it and it's, like, hype and prime.
Yeah,
like I don't want to be a part of like the water cooler conversations about it. Like, I just want to wait until it kind of dies down.
Right.
Like right now, I think is a good time for me to watch The Rings of Power.
Right.
Because yeah, no one else is talking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be that knowing person that, you know, goes up to somebody that saw it 2 years ago and be like, hey, did you watch The Rings of Power?
I thought we watched some of it when you were here last time. No.
I don't think so. Huh. No.
Okay. Well, we can watch 5 minutes when your wife gets here.
So, it's, but also part of that is I don't want to wait for the, because now they're, every week is a new episode.
Yeah.
Like right now, I can't, like Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Like I can't wait to, you know, for all the episodes that come out. That's one of those instances where I want to
watch
it as you go.
Yeah.
And it annoys the crap out of me because it's the, you know, the cliffhangers and the, oh God, I got to wait another week for this, you know,
right.
Which, you know, I was in the age where, you know, I'd watch it on live TV and have to wait, you know, week by week for a new episode.
Right.
But now I'm in the world where I want it now.
I know.
No season finales. Also, I'll wait for all the seasons to come out so I can just, you know, binge watch it for like, you know, two or 3 days or however long it takes.
That's how we did Stranger Things. We just, like, oh, it's gone. It's like 2 days.
Yeah. I think Stranger Things, I think even the last one came out all at once. No, it came in two parts.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
The season came in part one, part two.
Yeah, it should be coming back pretty soon.
I think it's October.
Okay.
Kids are like 30 now.
Well, they filmed it. They filmed for the last two seasons. They filmed
back to back.
Yeah. And they knew that was it. That was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No.
They're moving on to other stuff. At least two of them I know are doing things. So.
It's a Netflix episode.
All righty, man. Well, hey, let's get it rock and rolling here and have some fun watching those shows and also get outside and read a book.
Yep.
There you go. I'm Gary.
Still Rudy.
And class is dismissed. Thanks for listening to Necology 101, the study of nerd and geek in their natural habitat. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button and stay up to date with all that's new in the Phantom Universe. You can find Necology 101 on Spotify, YouTube, Podbean, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd love to hear from our fans, and your input helps make this show possible. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Gotham and Geeks, or you can contact us at Necology101class@gmail.com. We know we have a lot of fandom choices out there, so thanks for letting us invade your fandom universe. Because we are still the knights who say, Neek!
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.